Now I'm going to tell you about a 60-year love story that comes from BBC Look East presenter Susie Fowler-Watt. During lockdown, my father used the time to write his memoirs, a factual account of his life just for the benefit of his children and grandchildren, and I'm now typing it up for him. There isn't a huge amount of emotion in it. This is the man who used to hide behind a newspaper any time feelings were discussed in my childhood, but he writes that marrying Sheila was the best thing I ever did. This month, my parents mark their 60th wedding anniversary, an amazing achievement, but I use the word mark as opposed to celebrate, as we have no idea whether they will be able to even see each other on the day itself. At the moment, my father can only visit my mother in her care home outside at a 3-metre distance. Since his hearing isn't great, and she has a very soft voice, it means conversation is limited. Their marriage is one I admire so much. For 28 years, they worked as a team, running a boarding school. Their offices were adjoining. They made every decision together. They hardly spent a night apart until their mid-60s, when my mother went to help look after a family member who was dying. It's been a secure, loving partnership of equals. My mother's role in his life for the past 6 decades runs through the memoirs like a thread. There was the joint decision for him to leave stockbroking for teaching early in their marriage. The day she happened to come home just as he was about to make a call, turning down a great career opportunity, and she told him in no uncertain terms to say yes and not no. Their shared love of travel, theatre and later cricket. After retirement, my mother joined him in following the England team around the world. What shines out from his writing is that however important his job was to him, and however much he enjoyed his voluntary work as a magistrate and school governor, it is relationships that matter when one looks back. His love for his family, his devotion to his wife, my rock, and his loyalty to his lifelong friends permeates every page. I asked him to read a bit to me, and he chose a section about his best friend Paul, who he knew from the age of 13 until his sudden death 14 years ago. As he got to this point, my darling dad, who didn't have a newspaper to hand, had to wipe away a tear. "I missed him dreadfully," he read, "and I still do. The children are overtaking me." The back-to-school jolt was even bigger this year. Our son, just turning 8, had grown 6 centimetres and gone up 1.5 shoe sizes. Trying to squeeze him into his nearly new football boots was like the ugly sister trying on Cinderella's slipper. I am being overtaken by my children in so many ways. Hugo's mind is growing like his feet. He now trounces me at all games and is thinking several moves ahead of me in chess, while my daughter is writing thought-provoking essays on the Cuban Missile Crisis and lecturing me on human rights. She has also become an eye makeup expert and ridicules my trusty, everyday looks the same dusky eye. She prefers fuchsia pink with orange eyeliner. I fear I would struggle to carry that off on Look East. So it's time to get another baby in the house for me to mother. We are bringing home a golden retriever puppy this month. I guarantee she won't beat me at backgammon or care what mascara I am wearing.